Imagine that you want to talk about your family or your friends. Perhaps you want to describe your parents or classmates. What kinds of structures should you use? In today's report, we will explore a point of connection between grammar and relationships, possessive pronouns. You will learn the importance of these pronouns when talking about family, friends, and more. We divide pronouns into different groups: subject pronouns, object pronouns, and possessive pronouns. When we describe relationships, we often use possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns take several forms and go by different names in English grammar books. You might see terms such as dependent possessive pronoun, possessive determiner, or possessive adjective. The terms suggest the same basic idea. They act like determiners, appear before nouns, and suggest relationships or belonging. Possessive pronouns take different forms depending on if they are used in the first, second, or third person. In the first person, we have the singular form my and the plural form are. So, a boy describing his father might say,
"My father is very kind."
Or a person speaking on behalf of a family might say,
"Our father is very kind."
In the second person, someone describing another person's mother might say,
"Your mother is very kind."
In the third person, we have singular forms, his and her, as in,
"His mother is very kind." "Her mother is very kind."
We also have the plural form their, as in,
"Their mother is very kind."
We can put possessive pronouns with the nouns that are important for describing relationships: friend, brother, sister, cousin, boss, and so on. So, you could say, "My friend, your cousin, our boss," and so on. There are other kinds of pronouns that show possession and do not appear before nouns, but we will have to leave those for another program. Let's take some time to work with these ideas. Use the first person singular along with the following terms to make a complete sentence.
"Brother is older than me."
Pause the audio while considering your answer. Here is one possible answer:
"My brother is older than me."
Now use the third person singular to describe a friend.
"Friend is very funny."
Pause the audio while considering your answer. Here are two possible answers:
"Her friend is very funny."
Or,
"His friend is very funny."
Now use the second person singular to describe a boss.
"Boss is friendly."
Pause the audio while considering your answer. Here is one possible answer:
"Your boss is friendly."
It takes time getting used to first, second, and third person pronouns. But when you develop a strong sense of how to use them, you will find it very easy to describe all kinds of relationships. Unlike some vocabulary words and verb forms, possessive pronouns appear all the time in everyday speaking and in writing. I'm John Russell.